And let's get right to the ongoing investigation into the death of Sandra Bland at a Waller County, Texas jail. Officials ruled the death a suicide. Her family contests that, and it's now being investigated as a murder. Now there are more questions about what landed Bland in jail in the first place, a routine traffic stop that escalated, ending in Bland's arrest. Last night, the Texas Department of Public Safety released police dash cam video of the initial stop.
You okay?
I'm waiting on you. This is your job. I'm waiting on you. What do you want me to do?
Oh, you seem very irritated.
I am. I really am. I feel like it's trapped with what I'm getting a ticket for. I was getting out of your way. You were speeding up, tailing me. So I move over, and you stop me. So, yeah, I am a little irritated, but that doesn't stop you from giving me a ticket. So.
Well, within seconds, the encounter escalates, and it makes many wonder about exactly what are a citizen's rights and an officer's rights in tense moments like these. Ranjana Natarajan is a professor and director of the Civil Rights Clinic at the UT Austin School of Law, and she joins us. Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, from the dash cam video, it seems as if the encounter actually begins well, and Texas law enforcement officials say that Bland was combative and non-cooperative later in the encounter, but what is it that you hear and see in the beginning?
Well, the first question is, was there a need to pull over Ms. Bland in the first place? We give law enforcement officers a lot of authority, broad authority for minor traffic violations, and we expect them to use that authority responsibly. From what appears in the video, it looks like she moved over, in fact, to the next lane to make room for the officer. And if she didn't turn on her signal, that's something probably a million of us do several times a day, every day. And there doesn't seem to be any danger caused to anyone else on the road at this time. So there's a question as to why the officer pulled her over in the first place. The next thing that happens, of course, is that the officer verifies her information and then decides that he wants to issue her a warning. Now, this is very crucial. Officers are trained. They are trained to de-escalate situations. They know very well that traffic stops are tense situations. And when they don't exercise their power responsibly and escalate the situation, that's when they're failing to do their job in a professional manner. And we can see the danger that just then, gets produced from a situation like that.
Well, I think one of the things that's so remarkable about this dash cam video is that it shows how quickly things escalate. Because after that first interaction, there's a pause and the officer thinks. And then seconds later, he says this to Sandra Bland.
You mind putting out your cigarette, please? If you don't mind.
I'm in my car, but I have to put out my cigarette.
Well, you can step on out now.
I don't have to step out of my car.
Step out of the car.
So we've gone from a routine traffic stop to suddenly the officer asking Bland to step out of the car. What does the law say? Can he do that?
Well, generally speaking, the law gives law enforcement officers the authority to, issue lawful orders to people during traffic stops. I think, of course, the key is the order that the officer gives has to be something that's more than just arbitrary.
Right. And in fact, in the video, you can hear the officer say, "I am issuing you a lawful order." He uses that word at least a couple times. I mean, but he has opened the door and reaches in to pull Sandra Bland out. She seems to resist that. And then things just escalate again with alarming rapidity. And here's what happens.
Get out of the car now.
Why am I being apprehended? You're trying to give me a ticket.
I said get
failure?
Out of the car.
Why am I being apprehended?
You I'm giving you a lawful order. I'm going to drag you out of here.
So you're going to drag me out of my own car?
Get out of the car.
And then you
I will light
me?
You up. Get out.
Wow.
Now.
Wow.
So when he says, "I will light you up," I believe we can see him holding a taser or pointing some sort of object at Sandra Bland, and she proceeds to get out of the car. I mean, this is the part which is being splashed all over television screens across the country because it just seems to turn so very quickly.
I think that this is exactly the right point to focus on. You can see how the failure to de-escalate at the beginning has some really serious consequences just seconds later or minutes later, and then results in the arrest of Ms. Bland when 2 minutes ago or 3 minutes ago, she was actually sitting peacefully in her car and was ready to accept the ticket from him. And she said, "I'm just waiting for you to finish."
Well, it is impossible for us to know just how much in danger the officer himself felt or how much he felt that she was resisting arrest, because at least it seems to show in the video that she leans away from him and holds up her hands as he's trying to get her out of the car. So obviously many more unanswered questions as the investigation on this case continues. But Ranjana Natarajan is a professor and director of the Civil Rights Clinic at the UT Austin School of Law. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.